What do you have there?
Evangelion.
Wow. Neon Genesis Evangelion.
What? Are you mad about the count-in? Do you not want to count-in?
Let me freestyle this chance.
Gotta have a count-in.
For what?
So you know when the podcast begins.
Oh, did you see the new picture of the Riddler? It fucking rocks.
Is he drinking a latte?
No, it's just like a fucking ridiculous thing. Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wait, no.
He doesn't look scary at all.
That's the Gimp from Pulp Fiction. Here he is again. Wait, no. That was still the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
I was literally going to say it looks like the GIF.
Oh, I'm sorry. Here he is. Wait, fuck.
That's the Joker.
That's the Gimp from Pulp Fiction again.
No. It's kind of funny to look at your shirt because when it folds over itself, he looks... Oh, now he looks normal. Did you know that if you fold the Jello Biafra t-shirt, you can actually see a message that says the pyramids have the dollars and, you know.
And the bricks are their money.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do. Welcome back.
Oh, fuck. Should we record our message about how we were gone?
No.
How are the waveforms?
I said welcome back. They know.
How are the waveforms? Mine seem inferior. I have some... Oh.
Make Speak
it,
up!
Make it more. Also, turn it down. You know what I want.
No. I don't.
Give me some gain.
Fuck your fucking gain, you bitch.
Give me some red hot gain.
Look at that. Look at all those waves. Look at all them waves. You'd love to surf that shop. Mac, that's too loud.
You gotta calm down.
No.
Look at my perfectly formed waves.
Yeah, but then I'm gonna be loud and it's gonna clip.
Surf those waves.
You're getting turned down. And I'm getting...
Turned up.
You bitch.
Woo!
How dare you.
Okay.
So we went on a holiday break. And now we're back.
Oh, no.
Soon we'll go on an Omicron break. Where we get to do the podcast over a can with a string.
You know, years ago, there was not a pandemic. And I missed that.
This is fine, too.
No. It's lesser.
Oh, wait, you're right. Oh, wait, fuck. I was thinking of Evangelion.
Oh, I love that show. So good.
Liv, you want to know something funny?
Yeah, sure.
I met an animation guy the other day, and we were talking, and we were bonding over how much we both think Evangelion sucks, actually.
Well.
And it rocked.
I mean, you're not super unique in that opinion.
I feel like I am.
No, a lot of people think it sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is me speaking genuinely. I always heard this was great, and I had not seen a lot of people be like, no, it's genuinely just terrible. I've seen people be like, whoa, that part's real stupid, or like, let's make a joke out of the part where he comes. But like, I had never actually met people who were like, no, it's just genuinely terrible. Like, it's just really bad. It's just not a good thing. So, like, honestly, you being like, No, a lot of people think that. I'm like, really? I feel like I'm fighting Citizen Kane here. It's not a joke. I'm serious. Like, I had not heard bad things about this until I sat down to watch it, and I had to listen to my own podcast to edit them.
The other day, I went to the grocery store, and they had spicy mayo in, like, a squeeze bottle, and I got a big bottle of it.
Did you squirt it on your hand? Where is this going?
No, I... Why would I squirt it on my hand?
To remake the thumbnail.
Oh, no. I had some nice grocery store sushi, and then today I made a sandwich, and I put some on there, and it was very good.
Is there a punchline to this?
No, I'm very tired.
Fuck, Liz.
I feel like... the thing is, like, cinema... It's like a thing where people look at it and they're like, oh yeah, that's an important type of art. And then anime is a thing where people look at it and they're like, that's a lesser type of art.
I feel like that's true for people who are like over 35. I feel like the cutoff between like, did you watch Akira in a theater? That's not true. The like...
35-year-olds did not watch Akira in the theater, unless they had very irresponsible parents.
Or they went to a re-release.
You know, I've never seen Akira.
That was a bad example.
Have you ever seen Akira in a theater?
I saw Ghost in the Shell in a theater.
That's a different movie.
Oh, shit.
I would love to go see Akira in a theater, but it wouldn't be the dub that I like.
The new one?
The Johnny Young Bosch one.
Oh, the hot young Bosch.
I love that Bosch.
You want to know something funny? When I went to see Ghost in the Shell in the theater, their whole thing was like, it's on 35 millimeter, just like cinema intended. And I'm like, fuck, if this is on 35 millimeter, probably means they made that in the 90s, which probably means... It's the terrible 90s dub, which is really funny to me to just be like, no, film is important. Cinema is important. You must watch the film as it was intended, on film. Here's the dub where everyone sounds like they just got the script for the first time and were told to not emote too much because they're all playing robots.
Couldn't they just take the audio from the other one?
Oh, they could have. They could have done a lot of things.
Very easy thing to do.
Then. I really thought it would be subtitled. And then they're like, it's on film. And I'm like, there's really only one reasonable way to get it on film.
Was it worth it?
Oh, it rocked.
Nice.
That movie sucks. But, movie sucks in a different way. That movie is like... Got like three really cool scenes, and it just doesn't feel like it follows its arc to the end. Am I just a hater?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's the podcast.
Oh, fuck.
You hate things, and I feel so bad and anxious.
You get guilted into liking them.
That you hate them so much that I feel like I have to play the devil's advocate. It's what happens when. It's what happens when you
are loud. Louder.
Are a very broken person. You make a podcast.
That's true. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm having fun.
You look like you're having a lot of fun.
I'm having so much fun.
I had always heard it was great. Like, I genuinely went into this being like, I might not get it. It might take a bit, but I heard this is great.
I always heard that it was about hot 14-year-olds. Whenever.
Here's the other thing about that show. It really wants you to, like, think those girls are hot.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I didn't...
Are they, though?
No. I mean, not... No.
I don't think so, either.
It's too much, like, unpleasantness that they're, like, children.
I don't think anyone in anime is hot, unless they're a furry.
Are you fucking kidding me? We just watched Masada.
Masato's not hot. She's cool. Like, I watched that show and I'm like, that's who I relate to, is the woman in her late 20s who just wants to drink.
I related to Mitsuko. Wait, what was her name? Ritsuko?
Ritsuko? The blonde, yeah. The blonde chick that, like, hated herself?
Yeah, and was always like, I'm too good for this job, but this place would fall apart without me.
Yeah, that's us.
And then she'd be like, oh, fuck, my mom's brain is in this machine. Oh, wait, that's cool.
It's you and me. Someone draw Mac and I as Ritsuko and Misato.
I mean, me.
No, not you. I mean, you could, but...
I don't want to.
Yeah, don't.
I made one Evangelion fan art, and it was stupid.
Was it the... Which one?
It was the grumpy little Asuka.
Oh, yeah, I like that little Asuka. That was fun. Did that go anywhere? Did they see that?
They got, like, 10 likes.
Wow!
Doing numbers.
Holy shit, this blew up.
Oh, fuck! Here's I've gone viral.
Fuck. Here's an ad for a dildo.
Why does everyone have ads for that dildo?
It's not a dildo, it's a clit sucker.
Yeah, sorry.
Mac!
Very, very, like, non-threatening sex toy. The clit sucker.
You know, it could be threatening, you never know. What if it was on your eyeball?
I mean, yeah, anything. I always remember that fucking King of the Hill line where he goes to John Redcorn. He's like, I found this in my backyard. I think it's like a brain stabber. John Redcorn's like, no, this is a tool you use to make corn. And Hank's like, well, you could stab somebody in the brain with it if you had to, right? And he goes, you could do that with most tools. So the idea of, like, well, the clit sucker could, like, suck out your eye. I'm like, well, yeah, I guess.
It wouldn't suck out your eye. It would just suck your eye. Probably it would just lick damage. Your eye. But if you, I feel like if you get, like.
Go to the doctor. I got a sucked cornea. Help me.
You're not supposed to get bodily fluids in your eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know, so, like.
Yeah. So yeah. Use it for that first.
You got to be careful. You can get really sick. You're
even in.
Yeah. It continues for another week of Evangelion.
So I was watching. This is going to sound. There's no way to convey this without it sounding like bad or weird. But if you know, you know. I was watching Serial Experiments Lane, which is also about, like, a 14-year-old girl. And just the dichotomy of, like, oh, the show isn't telling me to, like, fuck this girl every other scene. It's just, like, very troubling compared to Evangelion. Like, I think about that constantly, because it'll do things, and I'll be like, in Evangelion, Lane would have, like, jumped around and been like, oh, no, I'm naked.
I've never seen that.
I think it's really good, but I think it would be a bad thing to watch to make another podcast to watch, because we can't watch it because it's not Evangelion. But, like, I feel it's very heady and slow, and, like, not a lot happens in it. It's a lot about, like, conspiracies and shit. It's like a Twin Peaks sort of thing. It's like, this is cool, but it's not like, whoa, what's going to happen? It's like, what's a weird thing that's happening? Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds fun. I like the idea of a 14-year-old that is distressed about the fact that she's naked and reacts accordingly, because that's how humans are supposed to be. So an anime where people act like people might be fun. That could be neat. Because we watched Evangelion, and it was just like, oh, I'm naked in a tube, no big deal. And it's like, that would be a big deal. If I was naked in a tube, I would throw a bitch fit. I would be so upset. I would be like, fuck this, fuck you, get me out of this tube, this is bullshit. Take me off this brain.
There's a lot of bullshit.
There's a lot of bullshit, and I'm not going to put up with it. And the fact that Ray does bothers me. I wish she would.
I feel like they all do.
Yeah, they all just gross.
I feel like Ray gets the most of it, but anytime it was like the three... I still remember that one episode where they're like, maybe it's better if you pilot the Evas naked.
I forgot about the how Asuka, like, never ages. Remember that?
That was in the movie, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, why?
It's weird. Yeah, you want to know, you know what would have been cooler?
Why?
You know what would have sold that point better?
Why?
Is if she just showed up and was, like, a 28-year-old woman. And was like, Shinji, you're frozen in time and you're a little bitch.
If it was just Shinji, that would be cool.
If it was Shinji and Kaworu. Yeah.
Oh, Kaworu.
Because Kaworu's like a little moon goblin. He's like ageless.
I mean...
Even if it was like, if it was like the two mystical children and Shinji... All and right. Then it was like Asuka and Pinkie Pie showed up, and they're like, we're older now.
Rei's like a robot, right?
Rei's like a clone every time.
Okay, so she would get older, right?
Yeah, but she was like a Rei from that time. Remember he tried to save the other Rei, and he was like, where'd the Rei I saved go? And she was like, that wasn't me. I'm a different one.
That wasn't me.
That was
I'm a different one.
That was, you met my clone, Rei.
That was my sister, Raymond.
Everybody loved her.
Oh.
Fuck!
That is Raymond's brother. How does he talk? Can you do an impression of Raymond's brother for
yeah.
me?
You ready? What do you want him to say?
Rei, you can't cook eggs on your car.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go.
You've never watched that show, have you?
Oh, Rei, you can't cook eggs on your brother's car.
I hate this. This is the worst episode.
That's not true. It will still always be the time we watch the one where Shinji had a black goo monster. Every time we're like, oh, it's the worst episode, I'm like, I've edited all of these. I know which one is the worst episode.
Shinji had a black goo monster?
Yeah, and he's in San Francisco. He got real tall.
No, that's the best one.
Liv, that one is the worst one.
No, that one fucking rules.
When was the last time you listened to that?
I remember, because we were going insane the whole time. We were both really manic. No. Shinji! Shinji!
That one's the worst one. That one will have to be topped today.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't
know. It's just a thing.
Should we watch the Bone Saga episodes of Neon Genesis Evangelion?
Yeah,
now?
I gotta make a new thumbnail for the Bone Saga.
These are our Halloween episodes.
Yep, coming to you in July.
2025. You know what we could watch is Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Are you fucking kidding me? We can't watch a thing that's not Evangelion.
Oh, you're right.
What about Bram Stoker's Evangelion?
We could watch Evangelion 8.0, You Cannot Suck Blood. Excuse me, it's 7.9 plus 0.1. You cannot suck. Blood. That's what I do in my spare time.
Fuck, Liv.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Why? Just think about dying. What?
Just sitting here wishing I was dead. What if Mario was actually his own plumber?
No, it's only FNAF videos. Because I'm a 12-year-old on the spectrum, and all I want to do is watch videos about Five Nights at Freddy's. Because it's cool. Okay.
Ugh.
No, we watched that one.
Did we? Did we watch two of these?
Yes, fucker. 3, 2, 1, go.
I can't imagine.
We watched two.
3, 2, 1, go.
3, 2, 1, go fuck yourself. Oh, man. One more. Or one less. Just pick one or less or more. Thank you. Ow. This is Neon Genesis Evangelion. This is what it looks like.
Do you think they live in that one mountain because it had a big circular hole in it?
That's Nerve HQ. I didn't even want to talk. I'm just like
enamored.
Yeah, honestly, I just think it's amazing.
What if fucking Gendo comes back from being a skeleton warrior and his shoulders just have like 8 human heads on them? And he's just like, ah! And they all scream in unison.
I feel like my eyeballs are melting.
I feel like I'm watching a Motorhead video they didn't put out.
I know, there's no reflection.
I mean, I feel like it's only reflection. It's like it's just reflection of something else.
Well, it's a reflection of nothing. There's nothing being reflected. It's just, like, shiny. It's just a gross texture.
Pixar made that?
Pixar?
Fuck, it's the Deadlights from It.
Pixar.
Oh, no, it was flying bikes.
Oh, these guys seem like bad news. Oh, no, they're the good guys.
How can you know? There's a skeleton right behind him. He is feeling cold.
I hate this.
No, you don't.
Last time I liked it, and this time I hate it.
Oh, fuck! No, my screen! It's too big, I can't see anything.
Look at his mustache. Whoa. It almost makes me miss my flesh.
Such utter annihilation. Almost makes me miss my flesh.
Oh, I would have such a hard on. But now I have a boner.
Yes! Yes!
Fuck!
Comedy! Comedy!
Like a fucking cyborg can't actually, like, walk down the hill. I make my own legion of bones. Ah, fuck.
Oh my god.
Shit.
The bones, they're everywhere. This is bad.
Yes, live.
Anime is bad.
Yeah, anime sucks. Shoot it out of my Ah, fuck. Ah. Shit. Oh, don't turn me into bones. You notice how bone-themed the heroes are?
I assumed that that was...
Ah, fuck!
I assume... Why does she... I assumed it was from fighting all the skeletons that they have keepsakes.
Yeah, but they're like alive.
Was everything bone themed before this apocalypse? Hey, we're bone guys.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck, you shot me. Oh, oh shit, you shot
me. Oh, we really Three Stooges this. I didn't do anything. I fell asleep when I crashed my bike.
Who voices the main guy?
Christopher Nolan?
That is the voice of Al Gore.
Oh, fuck, you put my bones in your bones. That was like the same person.
No,
our regular cabin.
How does this work?
Don't anybody touch my bone cycle.
I do bone things. Oh my god, dude, why?
And our friendly ghoul.
Isn't he so bummed out that he's like a ghoul now?
No, being a skeleton rocks.
There's he's been like no explanation of like what he feels about his new life as a ghoul.
As Nighthawk?
Ghoul. Ghoul.
I dyed my hair blue. I think it's fun.
It's not. Fix it. I have a band-aid.
I thought it would distract from my ghoulish nature.
Look at his forehead.
Look at his fucking shirt. Does he have a band-aid? Look at his fucking shirt.
It's a skeleton. That's the guy from the intro. It was his shirt the whole time.
He's just like flapping it up and down. These are the adventures of the Evangelion pilots.
Neon Genesis Evangelion Season 3 Skeleton Warriors.
The Bone Saga. You call this light? I can barely see the bones in front of my face. That's because you don't have any fucking eyes.
I can't see my face bones, only my bone bones.
Do you think? Whoa, hold on. Look at his character. Look right now. You missed it. You got. Alright, the next time they show the Baron. Look at the top of the Baron.
His little skeleton hat?
Liv, we have a Ratatouille situation. That little skull is the real chef.
Can we watch Ratatouille?
No, we have to watch Evangelion. We've committed to this. Well, if we can't quit now, we're in the middle of the bone saga.
I just feel like... Who would enjoy this podcast?
The fine people of the Evangelion memes Reddit.
Oh, no, the bones.
They won't. They have forbidden me from posting
it. Is that true?
Their fucking automated bot is like, please stop posting this podcast.
Really?
It's like, yeah, I have to like trick it or like file a complaint every time.
Oh my god.
And I do. I'm like, this is a different episode. Your fucking robot sucks. And they're like, I'm sorry, I'll post it right away, but I will downvote it so no one will see it. And I was like, fuck!
You gotta send it to me, I'll upvote it with my throwaway, and my normal one, and my throwaway.
I have 100 accounts. We'll have 100 upvotes. I look, and it has 102 upvotes. I'm like, wow, somebody listened to the podcast. Why don't you just, like, shoot him and then chuck his skull off a cliff?
No, oh, I'm shaking out of fear.
I'm shaking out. My bones are shaking. Oh, my super soaker is out of sludge.
I was stuck. I hate those skeleton warriors.
I
hate those skeleton warriors.
I think it's actually kind of bold that the show's named after the villain, the Evangelion.
I hate those skeleton warriors.
Fuck, no one can fly their bike.
I hate those skeleton warriors. No, I hate those skeleton warriors.
Liv. Yeah. You're doing a good job.
I hate those skeleton warriors. Wow, really shit, he's just a pile of bones now.
Oh, fuck. But like a bad kind.
Like a dead
But not like the bad kind. Like it's bad for him.
Like it's bad. I'd rather it's
fuck my favorite bike.
Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I hate shit. The skeleton warriors.
All my bones are still wrapped in bone meat.
I hate the skeleton warriors.
Fuck, it's the skeleton warriors.
No, I hate those guys.
What about him? What about the one who's like a cyborg? Well, I hate him like 75%.
I hate those skeleton warriors.
Why is fucking Starfire in the show?
Oh,
look at that guy's teeth.
I really like the fucking big goofy idiot skeleton with the big dumb teeth. He looks like a fucking... He looks like a drawing by the guy that drew something in Las Vegas. He's got a big dumb maw.
He kind of looks like one of those few times where they show Homer's skull.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's, shit.
That's the blonde guy. He hates.
Oh, fuck. He hates.
Inevitably, you become what you hate.
I was hiding in the tree the whole time. What did I miss?
I saved the day. Whee.
Into my tree fort.
I hate those skeleton warriors.
Oh, the skeleton warriors.
Oh, fuck. I'm the thing that I hate.
I hate this. I don't feel good about this. You can't shove me towards the camera to make me feel good about it.
Yeah, I'm mean now.
Don't you like this? Isn't this cool?
Ah, the 90s.
You thought it was suck, but I told you it's cool, and now you have to listen to me because you're
those
bones.
Skeleton warriors.
What about their guy who's like half bones?
Why is he so
she's
much bigger
so,
than her?
She's so close to poking her hands on his little pointy things.
Why is he so much bigger than her?
He's standing on a box.
Like the perspective.
She's sitting in a hole.
Please. If we could recapture him, then what?
Oh, it was a head thing. I thought it was a band-aid. I thought he had an injury.
Lisa, he's bones now.
Awkward.
You know how they found us so easily? They traced the vapor trails from our sky cycles. I can't believe it!
Ironic, isn't it? The sky cycles we used to create the skeleton warriors have now led the skeleton warriors right to where we live.
I can't believe it! I hate those skeleton warriors.
Do you care? I half care.
I just became a man who knows his own capacity for evil.
Jesus.
Hold on, I have to feed my virtual pet.
Now I'm a skeleton warrior. And I hate myself.
Don't. It's impossible to help him.
I hate those skeleton warriors. Can you name this episode, I Hate Those Skeleton Warriors?
What? You don't even need to ask. Woo! Having a party!
Yeah, bones!
Fuck, I will drink out of Henry's skull!
Oh,
it's so good.
Cups are skulls, and if you remove the tablecloth, the table is a skull, and the curtains are skulls, and this is my skull chair.
And if you look closely, you look into my face, you'll see my face is actually a skull.
And what's for dinner?
And what's that on top of
fried my... Fried skull!
What's that on top of my face? The real skull.
Little skull? How'd you learn to cook, little skull?
Anybody can cook.
You're probably wondering how I got here. I'm a little skull.
Patton Oswalt is the voice of the skull.
Patton Oswalt got in trouble. He went to Twitter jail.
Oh, fuck. Here's Dave Chappelle's skull.
It turns out that Dave Chappelle's little skull was on top of Patton Oswalt's big skull, and Dave Chappelle was the one that posted the tweet. At least father isn't here. I'm stuck to tell you. Oh, no.
I will catch this bird if it's the last thing I do. Oh, fuck, I got it.
Oh, I hate the Skeleton Warriors.
Caw! There he is!
Hi, I'm a Skeleton Warrior now.
How are you feeling? I like that if you don't know the skeletons are alive, this is the stupidest shit ever.
Gotcha! Gotcha! I'm a skeleton.
Get wrecked, idiot!
Turns out that me looking like all the bad guys means I'm a bad guy.
You were a fool to not find me!
You were a fool to not become a skeleton!
So, in this universe, if you die, you become a skeleton?
No, I think he has to...
What if they...
Shit, he took my money! Ah, fuck! My gun!
What if they shot the bird? Would the bird become a bird skeleton?
I think he has to be touched with a magic crystal.
Ugh. God, fucking let me sleep.
I always told the boss the whip was mightier than the pistol. He didn't believe me. But now that I'm a skeleton warrior.
I'm a skeleton warrior. Why is he biting his bottom lip back there?
Oh, because he's really excited.
He's so hyped for the Skeleton Warriors.
Holy shit, this is so cool.
I used to hate them, but now I dig them.
Now I am one. They let me in the cool club. Oh, fuck, my regular bones.
Shit.
I'll be back for you, I promise.
You shouldn't. Cool.
Gotcha. Why do you still have hair?
That's a wig.
He has, like, all of his hair.
It's a wig, Liv. It's one of those things you find out when a guy becomes a skeleton warrior, is that, like, whoa, he didn't lose all his hair. Motherfucker was wearing a rug.
That's not a rug, that's a shag carpet. It's big.
No, my skeleton heart!
Oh, no.
You're not making me back into a man, you're just killing me.
Toxic farts.
Oh, fuck. Why did he shoot her?
Oh my god.
I'm so lost.
Where am I? I hate those skeleton warriors.
I have bad news, what you've been doing for the last 17 minutes.
What am I running for? What are any of us running for? Stop them!
That's very weird.
That's...
bonkers.
That's the... I know exactly how that happens, which is you're animating this out of order, and then you write yourself into a corner you're not allowed to change.
Why are we leaving?
Why did I shoot my girlfriend and then run away?
I really like that sound effect.
Good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone. I'm a skeleton warrior now.
No one can see me like this. Oh, fuck, there you are.
Hey.
You look great. Last time I saw you, you were all fucking dead.
My word, you returned him from the boneyard. Tell him how it happened. How close to him were you? He was trying to crush her in his arms. I was? I can't remember.
Maybe if someone could rip out my jewel, I could go back to being a handsome man.
If only I was a little hardy with a body. Oh, shit, you guys. What the fuck?
Shit, I'm a skeleton!
Oh, I hate those skeleton warriors, like the one in this mirror. Hey! Do you ever, like, look at your hands and you're like, whoa, these are crazy. I took some skeleton mushrooms.
Wait,
I think the skeleton warriors are the good guys.
Why am I most
holy
vulnerable?
Shit.
Isn't it obvious?
I know.
Well, refreshed. You could return me to my
I'd be like,
warrior state. Who would re-skeletonize you?
That
That's a very good point.
That would be like if Ratatouille was named after a food.
Yeah. What if Ratatouille was called spaghetti?
What if it was just called Rat Movie? What if
it was one of those movies with like a title that's way too long and it was like, oh, waiter, there's a rat in my hat.
That's what it's called in France.
In France, they just call it the film.
What if it was called Mousatini? Oh, I need to get fucked up, but only a little bit. I will drink a Mousatini. Wait!
Fuck, he's going back to be a skeleton.
Goodbye.
I'm taking this bike. Oh, shit.
Wow, I hate those skeleton warriors.
What do you think, Red?
I've heard that voice before. That guy does a lot of stuff.
Do you want me to look? I'll look. He's voicing Shinji.
That's not Shinji. Shinji's the ghoul.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Ah, shit. I hate those skeleton warriors. You guys, I'm back.
Ah, blow up his bones outside.
Whee!
Better move out, sir. You haven't got much time.
I'm a nice guy, actually. Thanks to you. I'm gonna put my hand on your shoulder.
My bone.
You returned. I'm a skeleton. Inside of a person.
I think he plays Dexter in Dexter's Lab.
Oh my god, is it that guy?
Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Jeff Bennett.
Who else? Is he Dexter's dad, too?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's Dexter's dad in Dexter's Lab.
That makes sense.
I read that wrong.
He sounds like Dexter's dad, and he also sounds like the guy that, like, announces a lot of stuff. What was the Avengers-style team from Dexter's Lab? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
I do, but I don't remember what they're called.
That guy announces that section of that show. If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. I hate those skeleton warriors. I hate those skeleton warriors. Goodbye.
Oh shit, that was the end.
Skeleton warriors. Oh yeah.
Greg, bro.
Look at my bones. They're fucking out, dude.
If I was a skeleton, the first thing I would do is take off all my clothes.
You can feel them!
And just be like, look!
I would probably... No, because that's assault.
No, what are you showing them?
Your boner.
Indecent boner.
Yes. That is right. Indecent ex-boner.
Eminem would make that rhyme work.
Venom. Venom. How many of these are there?
13. Skip to the end.
No, we're going to watch all of these.
The bones of contention.
What do you think I am, a chumpus? We're going to watch them all. We didn't watch this one.
I don't think we watched the second one either.
We did.
I think it just did that.
No, we watched the second one.
Was it a two-parter?
No, yeah, because... Oh, wait, did we... I think we watched this. We may not have watched this. Did we watch an episode... Are we watching these out of order? All right, yeah. We'll watch the second one this week. Put the child in the burger cage. What was the thing you said?
Put the child in the burger cage. No, it was burger cage. Also, somehow it's both another burger cage and Grimace doing Goatsy.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Stare into my butthole. That's what they should have called that website.
I wanna do it. I wanna make it.
Also, you used to like present the burgers with your butt. They would look at you when you did it.
Come on, sit on my face. You little slut, I know you want to.
Also, you could smoke in there.
Oh, that is very cool. I want a McDonald's ashtray.
And they used to have styrofoam.
I really want a McDonald's ashtray. That's really cool.
They used to have cookies that looked like horror.
Oh, God! McDonald's ashtray for sale, eBay.
It's probably going to be really expensive.
$1 million. Oh, man. What the fuck? Oh, here it is.
It's $200.
But free shipping.
Whoa.
Okay. You don't have the option to do this, but I want to... like, make an offer. I offer you $5 for this McDonald's ashtray that you price at $200. Yes.
That dude had to keep that ashtray from smashing for, like, 50 years. Give him $50.
That's why he should give it to me for $5, so I can withhold him of the responsibility. Or release him from the... whatever. I'm... look at this. Okay, this one is from the 50s, and it's only $80. So that's bullshit.
No, because the other one's better.
It is cooler.
It's the other one you had to steal.
I was thinking that. I was like, this guy probably just took it from a 70s McDonald's and held onto it and was like, in 50 years, this is going to be really, really valuable.
Well, let's be frank. Somebody, when they were like 20, took it from a McDonald's in 1970 and then recently died because they're a smoker and their fucking like son or daughter is like, huh, look at this from the estate sale. So here's a video that explains Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Whoa! Amber is the color of the McDonald's ashtray.
Do you think maybe that when that amber froze, like a mosquito containing the blood of Ronald McDonald got stuck inside, and maybe we could drill in and clone Ronald McDonald, make a park of Ronalds? Welcome.
And McDonald's,
to Burger Park.
McDonald's finds a way. Look, you can pay it off. I'm gonna get an Amazon credit card and finance my McDonald's ashtray.
I saw that for, like, somebody ordering a pizza. It was like, the apocalypse is me having to finance this pizza.
Whoa. I want to die. Let's watch this video.
All right, this will explain.
I don't want to die. I want to live. I want to live for a really long time.
I want to live for another hour and a half.
Crank it. Is this Superman?
No, it's Neon Genesis Evangelion.
This feels like Superman.
It's the creation of the worlds. They're going to launch the two seeds of life onto Earth.
It's the creation
Lilith and
of
Adam.
It's the creation of Superman.
Somehow this has the same amount of animation as Neon Genesis Evangelion, the normal
series.
That's
not true. They're going to start moving soon, and you'll look like a chump.
It's true. Near a mysterious star called Korah. Here the god of Mormonism and his wives, the endless
celestial produced billions of spirit children. Damn, he was getting it on.
All my wives are named Stacy.
Stacy Ray Ayanami Mormonism.
I've cloned all my wives. Lucifer and his brother Jesus. Fuck!
Jesus was handsome.
So was Lucifer, but no. In like an Adam Driver kind of way.
Oh, I was thinking today about Adam Driver and how he's like strangely attractive. Did you see those eyebrows?
Whoa!
Oh, hey, oh. Jesus is just like, lol, shut up. Meanwhile, Moses was chilling. The bros tried to high five, but Moses, I mean Satan, was killing the vibe.
Fight with me, spirits. Oh, I'm becoming like the normal devil.
Oh.
Fuck.
Look at how cool this Woo! Looks. This Oh my god.
Oh yeah, did you not know about the inherent racism of Mormonism?
No, I did not. I had heard that... Oh, look at how happy all the white people are. I had heard that Mormonism was fucked up, but I didn't...
Oh, it's incredibly racist.
Jesus.
It's a lot about, like, everybody is... Everybody in, like, prehistory is white, and whenever you do something wrong, God will curse you to be an ethnicity.
That's... What was that fucking knock? That was bizarre. That's fucked up. Mormons are fucked up.
Fuck you as a goose. Look at his dick.
Where? I don't see it. Whoa.
These were my three wives. I'm Jesus and Mormon. Evangelion times.
Mary Magdalene, Martha, and my mom. These are my wives.
So my... I like to call them... The pilots of my Evangelion.
Whoa!
Ah, fuck!
This is hideous. This looks fucking disgusting.
What the fuck, bro?
Like, it just... The art style is really gross.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That was a real Ninja Turtles kind of move. Oh, fuck, that wasn't. And buried by Leslie Nielsen.
Captain Murphy of the Sea Lab 2021 took the plates and put them in the floor.
Oh, fuck, it's Joseph
And then Wes
Smith.
Anderson wrote a movie with a quill.
I love how much, like, a book made of gold doesn't actually, like, work. So it's like, it's got real long rings. He preached to Abraham Lincoln.
I like that rotoscoping. It's pretty cool and not horrifying at all. How many books of Mormonism are there?
Oh. Couple.
That's the type of bike I want.
Don't coffee, tea, cigarettes.
You can't have coffee if you're a Mormon?
Yeah.
That blows. I love coffee.
Whoa, it's the Hardy Bros.
The Hardy Mormons.
Wah.
And Harry Houdini will be the final judge.
What's up?
You shouldn't have got punched in the stomach, stupid.
I saw you drink a coffee once.
Wee! This is really weird.
Oh, yeah.
God, I never want to die.
I just don't want the Mormons to be right.
Well, that's the thing that sucks about dying, is that when you die... You find out who's right, and that sounds awful! I don't want to know! I like that I don't know. It's like information that I don't have, and that's
Wee,
good.
My arms are so long!
Wow, that was... No more Mormon content. Enough.
Alright.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, God. Do you know about Mormon soaking?
Is that when you put a tampon with vodka in it in your pussy?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
It's when you're forbidden from having sex. So Mormons in college will just like...
Oh, is just that... like you put the dick in, yeah, and then you just don't move and have a friend jump on them.
And then not move. Well, that's a soaking jumper. Often, they'll just soak anyway. They'll just be like, this doesn't count.
That's just fucking.
That's just being really good at fucking.
I feel like, you know, the moving is the best part.
No, it's the eye contact.
Ew. Actually, well... No, the moving. It's good. You gotta move.
No.
Mormons just, like, have lifeless, still sex. They just, like...
Well, I mean, that's when they're, like, in college and they're not married. And they're like, this doesn't count.
This doesn't count. My dick is in your pussy platonically. Ow. Don't hit me.
Hey, guys. I'm...
Ah! Okay. Enough.
Like that when you screamed, it showed the thumbnail for a spider was inside my VR headset.
Are we
out of gas?
Are we out of podcast? Mac? That's pretty crazy that Markiplier had a spider in his headset.
Well, he almost became Spider Eyes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spider.
All right, end it. That's the end.